Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code. A lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant. AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
Are you ready for this?
Sean Merriman, a one-hand back. Boom, boom, boom. Out go the lights.
This is Lights Out with Sean Merriman.
What's up, guys? We're back again with another Lights Out podcast with me, Sean Merriman. And today I want to address something. Yesterday, I made a post, as I would normally do. Obviously, you guys know that I own Lights Out Extreme Fighting. I'm a owner, not only a owner, but a promoter. And so for me, part of my job is to promote certain fights. When I see two people, and it's funny for me, right? I really do enjoy posting these and kind of making light of some of these beefs that's happening between athletes, celebrities, or entertainment in general, right? So I post things all the time. Follow me at Sean Merriman on Instagram. Yesterday, Kwame Brown, former number one pick from the Washington Wizards, some time ago, and straight out of high school, when, you know, let's be quite honest with it. I mean, he just didn't live up to expectations. He was a bust, never really panned out. It's for whatever reason that was, we don't know. We hear that, you know, Michael Jordan was too tough on him. Maybe he was too young coming in or too immature. Whatever that reason for Kwame Brown not being successful in the NBA was, doesn't matter, right? He just wasn't successful. Now, yesterday, he came out and had some back and forth talk with Matt Barnes, NBA, Gilbert Arenas, and Steven Jackson. And, you know, it started on the podcast and they were just really talking. And in my opinion, let me say this. In my opinion, nothing was said that hasn't been said about Kwame Brown for the last, you know, 15 years or so. Right. So it's nothing new there. But I think it struck a different chord hearing it come from, you know, Matt Barnes, Steven Jackson and Gilbert Arenas, guys who are very respected in NBA, very respected as a, you know, post-career analyst. So when Kwame Brown seen that, he reacted and he just went on a entire rant, saying a bunch of different things. And it was kind of crazy. I think that he was just fed up with the talk. Now, I'm always going to promote a fight. I mean, I really do believe this. This is what I believe. I believe that, you know, the next year, 2 years, 3 years, you're going to have athletes challenging other athletes and they're going to be real life fights and exhibition matches, pro matches, amateur matches, or whatever you want to call it. It will happen. I've been saying it for the past couple of years. As we see now with the Jake Pauls and these guys, Nate Robinson in these fights, Lamar Odom, I believe, has a fight coming up. It's going to become more frequent than it ever has been in the past because the crossover there, it just makes sense. People always want to see their favorite athlete scrap. Right. That's why this country loves football. That's why, you know, this country loves the parts of hockey when they're fighting. I mean, people love to see their favorite athlete scrap. It's just what it is. And so I posted, you know, kind of making a joke of it. But it was, you know, when I say it's always some seriousness in a joke, I literally just posted that if Matt Barnes and Steven Jackson and Gilbert Arenas wanted to squash this, then maybe I can set up a fight for them. That offer is still on the table. But the bigger part of that is, Look, in NFL, we see guys come in all the time and don't perform. The Ryan Leaf, Jamarcus Russell. I mean, there's been tons of number one picks or high draft picks that don't succeed. And I took from that conversation that I don't think they were ganging up on Kwame Brown. It was all truth. But it for me, it was nothing that we haven't heard for the past 15 years. It sounded like and it looked like that Kwame Brown was just fed up with it. He was just completely fed up with it. He wanted to do something about it, and they're still going back and forth on social media. Now, I always said this, and I don't know if I've ever said this live on air, but you know, I tried to leave when I was at the University of Maryland my sophomore year. If it wasn't for Maurice Claret and Mike Williams, wide receiver out of USC, if they were to pass that rule and get in there after being 2 years in college, I would have been right behind him. I would have left after my sophomore year. I felt I was ready. I felt I was ready. I didn't say I was ready. I felt I was ready to play in the NFL, and I felt I was ready to go. But I can tell you, when you get up to the professional level, the game changes, and not just physically. Obviously, guys are bigger, stronger, faster, more athletic and explosive, and this is in the NFL and NBA. But the mental aspect, guys get smarter. Guys get a lot smarter. They start to watch film and read the playbook and outwit you and smart you on the football field. And so that way it starts to take away some of your athletic God-given ability. I was fortunate that that rule didn't pass for them because I wasn't ready. And so when I'm talking about, you know, a guy like Kwame Brown and I'm looking at myself being a sophomore coming out in college, it doesn't matter whether it's a football in NFL or NBA. You coming in there basically as a kid, and there's only a handful of guys that if you look back that's had real success. I'm talking about real success, not guys who played in NBA 13, 14, 15. I'm talking about real success, the Kevin Garnetts of the world, the LeBrons of the world. You know, those guys who left straight from high school, Kobe, straight from high school and became stars in the NBA. You know, in my opinion, one of Kwame's biggest mistakes is he wasn't ready. You know, he didn't have the mental capabilities of playing on that level and accepting responsibility.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The following is a high-five moment from highfivecasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High five.
High five.
Casino.
Casino.
Win at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
But anyway, you know, I'm looking also at the things that are said. And look, like I said, Kwame Brown isn't the first top draft pick that wasn't successful. He's not going to be the last. There's plenty of guys who have not lived up to the hype, has not performed, has not done anything on the next level, and been great college players or great high school players. I mean, it happens all the time. So I'm sitting back and I'm looking at some of the things that are being said. And my question is this, you know, why now? You know, my opinion, why now? So, you know, I go and I talk to these high school kids all the time. And I talk to college players. And the first thing they'll ask me when I get to the camp is, how was it to play in the NFL? What is it like? Right. So if you're talking about college, look across the board. Look at your standout guys in college, the All-Americans, the All-SEC, the All-Big, you know, the Big Ten, All-ACC. Look at the top guys. And then go to the next level. Take those best, take your best guys that was in college on your team, and you put them in NFL and watch how many of these guys become average. So when you're talking about the levels of the game and I'm talking to these players, high school and college, the first thing I say is, you know, it doesn't matter. You can be all world here. It does not matter. You're getting up there now where everybody's great. Everybody's fast. Everybody's athletic and explosive. So, you know, I'm going back and I'm kind of reminiscing on my own situation and possibly coming out of college my sophomore year at the University of Maryland and how I would have not been ready. There's no way I would have been ready. You're going up there with grown men, guys who's been around with 5 and 10 plus years. And I always used to laugh, and, you know, I'll be 37 coming up next week. I always used to laugh at when somebody said, old man strength. Old man strength. I never knew what that was until I got about, you know, after 35 years old, where that strength kicks in, where it's not about how, you know, lifting weights or working out. No, you just have natural strength. That old man, I'm a grown man strength. And what happened with Kwame Brown is he got up there with grown men, and not only was he not physically ready to handle that, mentally. Because I'll tell you this, there's a lot of responsibility. When you are high draft, when you are high draft pick, top 10, top 15, first round, hell, even second round in some cases. But when you're a top 10, top 15 draft pick, and I'm speaking from experience, you know, being selected 12th overall by the Chargers back in 2005, I can tell you there's a lot of growing up you have to do. There's a lot of responsibility. And I was 20 years old when I got drafted. I was still in their eyes, in the NFL's eyes, I was still a baby. So I don't fault Kwame Brown. Look, he had an opportunity to change his life and his family's life by leaving, you know, leaving school early, skipping college, you know, going to play with the Wizards organization, being beside Michael Jordan. I mean, there was more than enough reasons to go in that step. But I can tell you that if you're not ready, which not everybody is. If you're not ready, don't make that decision. Don't make that decision. And, you know, a little bit of me say, want to sit back and say, you know, with the rule changes that they make you go to college for a year or so before you go to be a professional, professional basketball player, or in some cases in football, you know, be there for a couple of years and then go pro. I'm glad that rule is implemented, because there's a lot of guys that aren't just ready. And Kwame Brown was a victim in a way of not being ready, both mentally and physically, to play in the NBA, period. So that was my thoughts. I mean, I joke around a lot on social media. Obviously, I'm in the fight business, so it's something I love and enjoy doing. And I honestly, to my heart of hearts, believe that the next couple of years, there are going to be a lot of athletes and entertainers and a bunch of other, you know, people from different backgrounds and walks of life and genres that are going to be fighting. It's going to happen. Mark my words. You guys are going to see some of the most outrageous fights or matches here coming up shortly in the next couple of years, because that it'll just get there. It's going to happen. Thanks, guys, for listening in to another Lights Out podcast with me, Sean Merriman, and guys, these numbers are off the charts, and the subscriptions, the reviews, I was blown away. I was checking it over the weekend as I was coming back, about to come back from LA, and just getting the numbers. And I want to thank everybody for just subscribing to the Lights Out podcast, listening to me, leaving these reviews, because it's all important. I see it. I wish I could respond to everybody. But anyway, I want to give a huge thank you. So next week, we're coming back with another one.
High Five Casino. High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at high5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.